gentlemen. Welcome. It's 3 in the morning, Friday, when this is airing. And we got a guest so special that we had to put it in the back. Usually we start off with guests, but, you know, this guest needs an intro. Don't you agree, Crypto?
Or yes.
Schrader Award. I think you...
Should do award.
So anyways, let me introduce the first lady of the Dolphins community. I know Finsanity is the queen, and you got Miss Fins, you got Dolph Freaky. But in my opinion, this is the first lady all the way from Florida. My fellow Gator sister, Pamela. What's going on, Pam?
Get a chomp.
What's happening,
Get a
Pam?
Chomp, baby. Get a chomp. Here I come. Woo! I appreciate the introduction and the moniker of First Lady. It's nothing more than by my years of fandom.
That's what's up. So,
thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. So, we're, by the way, you see, thanks to HB, we have that cool background going on.
I love it.
Yeah. And as always, this Saturday at midnight, we're going to go live. And don't forget, man, Wednesday at midnight, we're doing our annual Thanksgiving live pick'ems. Ooh. And I think we have a nice little eggnog and things like, or is that the Christmas one? But either way, we'll do some Thanksgiving shit. And then we do a Christmas one where we do the eggnog. That's what it is. Eggnog and sugar cookies and shit like that. That's all coming up soon, man. I can't believe it's coming up already, man. Listen, we're 5 weeks into the season. That's how fast this, you know. That's one thing about the NFL season. It's like this.
Yeah. You think, like, oh, we're only 1 and 2. It's only week 3. No, now it's week 5. Like, here we are, week 5. So so fast.
So fast, already week 5.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you man. See my glass? Can y'all see the bottom of this glass?
Oh, no. Nice. What is that?
Okay, so it's you see the colors. It's aqua and orange.
Okay.
But this is a hand-blown glass. My son and daughter-in-law bought my husband and I for our anniversary last year a glass blowing class, and we went. They've never done a rocks glass before. They'd only done like little ashtrays and stuff. I'm like, no, I don't want no ashtray. I want a rocks glass. So here we are, Miami Dolphins rocks glass,
up
on orange.
And by the way, I got a pre-made margarita mix in mine. Doesn't taste that good, but eventually it does.
I wish I could
do it. It's a pretty can, though. Tell us the can again, Shake. It's a pretty can. Oh, it's got your cup, because the cup is gorgeous. Okay. Okay.
Listen, full disclosure, my co-workers, right, from my job, I got married in August. I got married August... can't forget because she'll kill me. 17th, August 17th, yeah. And my workers, they got me co-workers. They got me a $200 bottle of champagne in this cup. I was more excited about this cup.
Well, hell to the yeah. Well, I mean, champagne is gone, and it's literally gone and then gone.
Well, actually, we're going to open that. I have it stored. We're going to open that up for our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, nice! I love that.
But I like this. Yeah. I love this cup.
So, how is marriage life going, Shake? How's it going?
It's going good. You know,
she was a loving girl to marry you after all those years. She was patient. She was a good girl. You did good, Shake.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Yeah.
I got married by Elvis. What more do you want?
What? You can't ask for that.
I know. You're in the perpetual state of honeymoon.
So anyway, so when we come back, we'll get into this pickup, baby. Let's roll the intro. Do the banners. So I'm not gonna do the banners this week, but we're just gonna get straight to the game.
Let's get to it, baby.
So
all right.
The first game is in progress right now. The Falcons are in the lead right now, 7-0 in the first quarter, 8 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. I pick the ladies first. Go ahead. Never mind. Ladies first.
Okay. So to me, this was a tough pick, right? Because both of these teams, to me, unexpectedly look really good. But I'm going to go with the Bucks. And I'm going to go, so I'm doing my pick'em league is a confidence league. And this week, because there's bye weeks, it's 3-16 in your confidence. I'm taking them with a 5, but I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Alrighty.
Crypto,
can you guys hear me? You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Apparently, it's going in my direction. But I did pick him early this morning, and I locked it in. I locked in the Falcons this morning. So that's what I'm going with for this game. That's what my pick was.
Right.
That's what the Falcons. I got the Falcons and the nail biter.
It's a nail biter, I believe.
Yep. Both teams are playing good.
They've looked really good. The Falcons have looked really good. My thing with the Falcons is their offense, because of Kirk Cousins, like, they look hot and cold. On the offense, I think their defense looks excellent. Tampa Bay is always a crapshoot because you've got, you know, the gunslinger back there. Like, so I don't know. This is a crapshoot.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going with the Bucks. So I got the Bucks.
Okay, you got the Bucks too. Okay, all right.
And now, and by the way, I can't, being that the game is in progress, I really can't. I don't know what the spread is right now, but
so it was like
and it's tied right now.
I think with okay. Thanks for that, Jake, because I didn't know. I need to pull up the game. I got the Oklahoma-Auburn game pulled up right now. But, you know, looking at that game, when you look at these two teams, I mean, I feel like they're pretty equally matched. And we got 2-1 Bucks against the Falcons. I hope Crypto's wrong, but just saying.
You know. Listen, we saved the Dolphins game for last. So.
Oh yeah, I'm good with that. Lord.
So anyway, we have the W game of the week. We all know W is my favorite change of pace caffeine drink. On the weekends, get a starter pack. It comes with the cup and the 4 flavors, so you know which one that you would like. You know, like I said, one thing I like about this, you put some powder with water. It's kind of like lemonade. You get focus, energy. I've had it, and it is it really is good stuff. You don't wake up, you don't go to sleep or anything like that. So it's natural.
You don't wake up and you don't go to sleep.
Yeah, you don't go to bed with the crashing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you
got to, right?
Like, I know one time I drank a Red Bull, and when my rings when I came crashing down, like, that's why I call that's that way you get wings, because when you're way up there and just like, holy crap, yeah, Red Bull crash.
My kids introduced me, and I only had it one time, Goose and Bull. at Goose and Bolt. It was really good, but I'm not a big caffeine. Like, I don't do all that kind of stuff. So I would be afraid of the bowl, but the Dubby sounds delicious.
There it is. Like I said, just need one scoop with the 8 ounce glass of water. So anyway, the,
okay,
here it is. The Sam Darnold revenge game. As the New York Jets go into Minnesota, take on Justin Jefferson and the Minnesota Vikings. And I tell you what, Sam Darnold has been on a tear. Hey, one thing I could say, the Jets could draft quarterbacks. They just can't develop them.
Or keep them upright.
Yeah. So that being said, man, I went last, so I'm going. I got the Vikings. No brainer there.
Yeah.
So, Crypto. Crypto's got the Jets.
Yeah. What I'll do. I was going to pick the Jets in the upset special. Had the Vikings lost last week. I'm going to go with the Vikings to get their fifth win before they get their first loss the following week.
Yep. And look at Rodgers. How many times was he on the ground last week? And he looked mad. That locker room for the Jesters, that ain't going to last. You know Rodgers is a little jerk, and he's in there. And he wants to point the finger. I mean, I am not a Rodgers fan. And I don't think the Jesters can get it done. I think they jest up everything they do. And the Vikings, I don't even think Sam Darnold can mess it up too much because the Vikings are skilled at a lot of positions. So I'm all up in the Vikings. Yep.
That's going to be a great matchup. Sauce Gardner versus Justin Jefferson.
He did good against him the last time they played him.
You what?
Yeah.
I say he did good against Jefferson last time he matched up against him. But yeah. So, I think it's last time Justin Jefferson had under 60 yards.
But right. Good matchup. Question, Pam. You know how the Tourneers are, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The diehard Tourneers. I consider myself a Tourneer because he's my quarterback, so I support him.
Gotta support him.
The Tourneers, where it's two over the logo.
That's so wrong. Right. Yep.
All right, here we go.
Right.
It's Buffalo versus the Vikings. Who do you think they're rooting for?
Oh, I would assume they would root for the Vikes over Buffalo because Buffalo's in our division, right? That's what you would think.
Yeah, but
you would think that, yeah.
Remember, the Tourneers hate Brian Flores. Do you think they really want to see Brian Flores win the championship?
Let me tell you what, the hate of Brian Flores is stupid. It's stupid. Did he do everything right? No, but the man took people who would not and have not been on anybody else's team, and he won with them. I'm just saying. Brian Flores did something other people could not do.
Preach, sister. This is why we have you up here.
Right.
That's because I love the Gators.
Yeah. We'll get you converted soon enough. Shake's already going through transition. He's a Canes fan.
No, listen, my husband's a Canes fan. My husband's a Canes fan. And I would root for them, you know, I don't root for them over the SEC, sorry. So they fall down the line. If it's FSU, it's Canes all day, baby. Just saying.
We're happy to have Chase on board.
These are the four schools I root for in this order. It's University of Florida, FSU, USF, UCF, FIU, then UCF, then USF, then DeVry University, ITT Tech, the Mormon School of Catholic Girls, and then University of Miami.
whether they have a football team or not. The Catholic girls.
Yeah.
Just because of their skirts.
Yeah.
Just because of their.
Yeah, and then the University of Miami.
I got you.
Yeah. All right, we have the Ravens versus the at the Cincinnati Bengals. By the way, real quick,
are we going to skip Minnesota the minus, Carolina?
Minus are given Minnesota's 2.5 points,
which is weird, Minnesota's right?
2.5 on the
that means that it's kind of a wash, you know, a push. Whatever.
It's a pick 'em game at that point. It's 2.5, yeah.
But that is true if Minnesota's actually at home. I don't think because they're at the UK. They're in the UK.
Okay.
So it's a home game, but not a home game. They're in the UK. That's a, what, 9 o'clock in the morning game for us or whatever it is, right?
Oh, yeah. Brian
so it's not have some really fish and a chips. Push in this case. There you go. Yeah. Go get your fish and chips, Brian Flores. Yeah. Put some lemon on it, little tartar sauce. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's not it's not a normal minus 2.5.
Right.
Good point.
So are we going to Baltimore, Cincinnati before Carolina Bears?
We're doing Ravens. We're doing Ravens and Bengals.
Yeah, okay. Ravens Bengals.
I call them the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals. And Baltimore is given 2.5 points.
Which is more like 5 because Baltimore is away and the Bengals are at home. So that's like a -5, right? For because normally it's -2.5 for the home team, right?
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Right.
So where are y'all going with this?
I'm hoping that the Ravens keep up their streak. The Cincinnati Bengals, by the way, Mike Gesicki is not playing up to, you know, I'm glad he's gone. Just saying.
About this sexy.
Sorry, Miss Fins.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she calls.
I'm gonna go with the Ravens.
Me too. I'm with you. Yes, Ravens 100%. Yep. Same so here. We're all three Ravens. On board. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ravens.
It's a lock then. It's a lock. Me too.
We have the 2-1. Oh man, he fell off. Just as I was about to mention, Anthony Richardson, and the Colts.
Right, and the Colts.
The red Colts.
Having some signal. The blue Colts. The rich. Oh, they play in Carolina.
Yeah, they're gonna actually. It's Colts in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, Colts. I'm going to have to go with that one. That'd be crazy. Jacksonville can get their first win, but.
Jacksonville, -3 That's, points. Well, yeah. So the Colts have given 3 points.
Yeah. I want to pick the Jacksonville.
By the way,
for some reason.
I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm going to Indianapolis this on the 20th. I'm going to that game. I got my airline tickets. I got my game tickets. I'm gonna see if I can meet up with Level 2 Noob.
Shake. Oh, did you say Shake? You got your fun.
What'd you say, Shake? You got your Colts jersey?
Huh?
No,
you got your Anthony Richardson jersey.
Listen, Anthony ticked me off his last two games. He chose himself over the Florida Gators. I am not on the Anthony Richardson train. No. There you go. Okay. That's a much better jersey.
Right, so I'm going to let you decide, okay? You know Tom O'Gara, right?
I love Tom. Campfire Tom.
I bought 2 jerseys from him, right? I got the throwback.
Okay.
Shake money. And I got the current shake money.
So you got the throwback shake money and the current shake money. I don't think you can go wrong as long as you pick the shake money.
Yeah.
Which one? What do you think, Pam?
Throwback is always better. Wow. Throwback is always the best.
Man,
but go with the shake money.
Yeah.
Hey, Shake, how much did you sell your Anthony Richardson jersey for?
Shake money, 78.
Hey, Shake,
how
much did you sell your Anthony Richardson jersey for?
I kept that. I'm keeping mine. I'm still a Richardson here.
Right. It might could go for a fortune, man, later on.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going. So you got the Colts?
Okay, so is that where we went? Was Colts at Jags?
Mm-hmm.
Colts at Jags, yes.
I think that's a tough game to pick.
It is a tough one to pick, even though Jags rank won the game.
Yeah, and so, you know, the thing about the Colts is, so is Richardson playing this week? Because their backup looked pretty good, I thought. If Flacco's playing, I might lean towards the Colts. Do we know who's playing?
No, we don't know yet.
He might be playing. I'm going to go with Flacco. I think he's playing.
Yeah, if Flacco is playing, I think I got to go with him.
Right now. Anthony Richardson is questionable. So.
That don't mean nothing. The Jags are at home. Mm-hmm. If it's Flacco, I got to go Colts. But if it's not, so with Richardson questionable and not knowing, I probably got to take the Jags. I don't really want to. I want the Colts if Flacco's playing. But if we have to decide now, not knowing, I guess I got to take the Jags.
The Jags? Yeah, I'm taking the Colts.
Okay.
I'll go Colts,
subject to change.
Subject to change with the Jags for me. 1,000% subject to change.
So real quick, let's go with the Chef Jew special. We all know Chef Jew.
Yes, indeed.
We all love Chef Jew. Gotta love that man. He's such a great kid.
Yeah. So here we go.
What's up, y'all? This is Chef Jew. Looking for a great chef for your next catering party, private party, office party, etc. With Vulcan Watering meals and desserts. Let Chef Jew Catering and Tweet Treats take care of it for you at affordable price. Call me at 786-804-8096. Also reach me at chefjewcatering@gmail.com. Direct message on Facebook and Instagram at Chef Juice Catering. Chef Juice Catering and Sweet Treats. Right, food with a passion. We do it all.
I can't hear you. Chef Two. What a great guy.
So real quick, Pam. The NFL has been a bunch of assholes lately. They've been cutting down your streams.
So they shut me down multiple times in preseason on Facebook, which is where I've been inside a private Facebook group. And they shut me down for like 24 hours, which of course then I can't come back in and stream the game. And then the last time I tried to stream, thanks babe, they shut me down for a month. So then I went to Twitch and I streamed two games on Twitch. It was all good. Last week it was a, what do they call it,
copyright.
But I actually think it was a little moron that was on my Twitch. Like, he just came in as a hater and he was just being a creep, and I kept warning him, like, hey, dude, you know, watch your game, watch who you like, root for who you like, but just don't be a jerk. And then I finally had to boot him. Well, the next time I went on, they kicked me off, and my Twitch account disappeared. Like, I was done. So right now, of right now, I'm going to Discord. I'm going to keep going and trying. This is, I've done this 13 years. Nene, like, help me. I thought this was like my 10th year. And she was like, no, she was in Korea such and such a year. And she's like, no, I was watching you in this year. You were streaming. So now I know I've done 13 years. Okay. So now I'm going to Discord. I will put it out and forever Dolphin fans, my link. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to do Zoom. I will keep going until they shut me down, cut my knees off, cut my head off.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, actually Zoom, yeah. They can't really do nothing on Zoom.
Right. The only problem is they limit you to how many people. And I don't mind paying for like the Zoom, because the free is like 40 minutes, and that'll cut it with a football game. And I don't mind paying, but to get the 200 or 300 people that I normally have in a stream, it would cost so much money. It's like $50 a month, and I can't afford, on top of the NFL ticket, what I pay on top of, you know.
That's why I say you should take donations, and that will pay for itself. I know you don't want to take it, but at the end of the day, when you do Zoom, it's like a private function.
Right. Okay. And that may be how it has to be, because I don't want like the NFL to come and say, okay, she's making money off of this. Yeah. So that is one of my biggest reasons. Plus, I don't care. I'm going to watch the game no matter what. And if I can provide it for people for what I'm already doing, that's fine with me. But if it's costing me $50 a month, I can't afford another $50 a month.
Yeah, that's why you do donations. You know, donations is not really a profit, you know.
Not a profit, right. So that may end up being what it is. And I'm going to start. I have young blood coming in tomorrow to help me set up my Discord. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to see how it works. I have no idea. This is not my thing. Like, I've done Facebook forever. I've done the Go Live. I've done it forever. I know how to do that. This other stuff, I don't know.
You got to learn the loops.
Hey, there was no computers that didn't fit inside a house whenever I was younger. They were the size of a house.
Right.
I'll figure it out. But yeah, I'm going to do everything I can to continue my stream. And because we have a group, right? Mm-hmm. Shake, like, we have a group of family that comes in there that watches that stream. They've been watching me for years. They want to hear my commentary, unbelievably or not. They want to hear me.
and by the way, crazy. Real quick update on the game. As of now, it is the end of the first quarter. Tampa is leading 10-7.
There you go, baby. There you go.
So
this is a road or home game for them now.
The Chef Jew game of the week is Pam's favorite team, Buffalo. The 3-1 Buffalo Bills taking on the 3-1 Texans. Buffalo is given is --1.
Right. Which is actually in their favor because Houston's at home. So this is, man, this is a tough game to pick, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's why it's the Chef
Stephon Diggs Bowl.
Hey, by the way,
Stephon Diggs.
If you're in the Florida area, just hit up Chef Jew. He delivers cookies now. Especially, it's going to be good Christmas cookies, Thanksgiving cookies. Trust me, they're going to be a hit at your Thanksgiving party.
Well, and you can't support a better young man than Chef Jew. That is just the best young man.
Right line.
He is such a great, great guy. Love him.
Yeah.
So where are you going with this, Crypto? Where are you thinking on this Houston Buffalo?
I was thinking Houston would have the home field. Diggs just wants to perform well, and plus Josh Allen wants to perform well too. It's going to be a, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think the Texans edge them out. I'm going to say 31-30.
Ooh, that's tight. That's good. So I was like, the beginning of the season, I would have picked Houston so fast, your little head would spin. Now I kind of have to think about it. I've seen the weaknesses of Buffalo. They've got a lot of weaknesses that I think Houston can prey on. If their coach takes advantage of that, I think the home field, like you said, Crypto, I think the home field is just gives them just that edge. I would take them with my lowest confidence, but I think Houston. How about you, Shake? Where you at with that?
Nothing brings me more joy than to root against Buffalo.
I'm gonna
go with Houston.
There we go. So that's across the board. The experts have said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are we at now, my friend?
We are the Browns take on the Washington Commanders.
So
1-3 Browns, yeah. Washington is -3.5. No, 3 points. -3 points.
I'm surprised that's all it is, right? That is.
Mm-hmm. They're giving the Browns defense a lot of credit.
Can I ask your ex-wife?
So when I look at the Commanders, you know, the starter, I watch them all the time. For some reason, I like have a thing for the Commanders. I don't know why, but I've always rooted for them, especially in their division. But and I liked Sam Howell. I liked watching him play. But watching that kid out of LSU, good Lord. Commanders could actually do the whole thing. Commanders look that good. I'm not even hesitating. I'm going big time Commanders.
Crypto,
I agree. They better not let me down. I'm picking them. I'm going all in on them. This is when I got real confidence in them now.
Me too.
So yeah, I'm going to say them.
Commanders. Yeah, I agree. It's a home game, so yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All so right. It's across the board.
That would.
Commanders.
That would be an upset if we even pull this one out. The way the Commanders are playing.
Damn. I'm trying to think of his name. The kid at LSU, Jaden Daniels. Oh man, kid looks ridiculous. He looks so good.
I called it so far. My call on him being the best guy coming out is coming through now. He will be the rookie of the year.
I agree, Crypto, and it's almost like he looks more comfortable in the NFL than he did in college, or he's taken that leap, you know, another season into playing. I don't know. The kid looks incredible. I agree. Rookie of the year. Yep.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a playoff team this year, Washington. They look like a playoff team this year.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, they got to hold on to first place. They can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it, especially in that division. The girls look like crap. Phillies look like crap for a while. And New York, right? So that's their division. They're going to win their division. They're going to go to the playoffs. I think they could win it all. I think they could beat San Fran, actually, the way they look. Just saying.
How you gonna dish rag your son's team, the girls?
Because I've always hated them. He knows I've always hated them. I buy him crap from them. Just like when he was a little kid, I bought his stupid cowgirl crap. But I ain't never liked him, and he knows it. So, yeah. As long as Jerry Jones is on this side of the dirt, the cowgirls will never do anything, ever. And I've said that for years. And I ain't been wrong.
And it looks like it's starting to look like it's the same case with Stephen Ross.
Oh my gosh, yes. Unfortunately, yes.
So we have the Panthers taking on the Bears. I really don't think we could really spend too much time on this one. We all know the Bears. I think we're all unanimous here with the Bears, right, Crypto?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Bears winning this one going away. Taylor Williams gets his first 4-touchdown game.
But the Bears don't look.
And Bears are minus 4 right now. Bears are minus 4. So that's
minus 4. And I do love me some Andy Dalton. What he did coming in week one, the dude played. Do I think that the Panthers are going to go to Chicago and win? Probably not. So I'm probably going to have to take the Bears. But I don't think that game is a blowout. I think that game is close. And I think the Panthers have a chance, but I'm going to go
with Well, then again, yeah, I forgot the Red Rocket is the quarterback. Who knows? Yeah,
I'm telling you, the Ginger is leading the charge.
Ginger snaps.
Ginger snaps. I think I wish the Dolphins had as a backup. I wish Andy Dalton was our plan B. I wish he was.
All right, here we go. The Cookin' Folk Game of the Week.
Cookin' Folk Game of the Week.
We all know our man, Lewis.
He
is the brainchild behind the Cookin' Folk apron. Pam, you got one. How is it?
I love it. I love it. Hang on one second. I'll be right back. Okay. It's right here. I got to tell you, I wear this apron all the time. I wear it all the time. I love me a Cookin' Folk apron.
How is it? Is it like easy to wear? Or is it like real, like cleanable, whatever, Michelle?
Yeah, how's the fabric? No, it's very nice. The fabric is very nice. The only thing I would say is that for if you're taller and you're a woman and you got stuff up here on the top, it's a little like the straps are a little high, but I wear it all the time. I love it. I love my Cookin' Folk apron. It's gorgeous with the dolphin colors and it's the fabric is nice. Only thing I would say is Lewis realized that some of us are super tall.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's a great apron. I recommend it to anybody. If you cook and you really want, like, I mean, I use it all the time.
Oh, that's real nice, Pam.
What's that?
Not say the apron. It's real nice.
Oh. It is. It's nice.
So, the Cookin' Folk is the 2-2 Raiders taking on the 2-2 Broncos, battle of the AFC West. And listen, I'm hoping, because my sister-in-law lives in Denver.
Okay, yep.
And I'm hoping that the Dolphins and the Broncos stay in the same place and they have to go to Denver next year. So I'll take my wife to Denver and hang out.
Nice. You get extra credit. And get to go to a game.
Yeah.
So smart, Shake.
I like that. That's a good point, Shake.
Super smart. Super smart.
So, yeah.
Okay. So for me, I've hated the Broncos forever, especially since the Monday night game where they hurt Aronde Gadsden. I was out off Denver. I despised them. However, since watching them, especially last week and what they did, And the Raiders have been so sketchy back and forth. And I know they're 2-2, but I got to say, because they're at home, I'm edging the Broncos over the Raiders.
And by the way, Bo Nix, I'm warning you, guard your genitals because Christian Wilkins is coming for you.
Yeah, that's right. And you know how much I love you guys.
Are you saying this is the genitals bowl?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. This is tough because, you know what's funny is when a game is too close to call, I give it to the home team.
Yeah, and that's how I kind of see this game as well, Jake. I see it just like you just said. What do you think, Crypto?
I got the Raiders in this game.
Okay, then I definitely got the Broncos because I need to pull away from him.
Well, I can see why he picked the Raiders, right? That defense with that team, what's his name? And, of course, Wilkins and then Matt.
Yeah. Wilkins has his breakout game. He has 7 sacks.
And I tell you what. This is why I love my wife, because when we got married, not only because I was supposed to wear green to the wedding, I'm like, no, we're getting married by Elvis, so I got to wear blue suede shoes. So now she she gracious enough to let me get married by Elvis, but on our wedding night we went to the Vegas Raiders Cowboys preseason game. On our wedding night.
She's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
She's amazing. And what's crazy? The cheapest ticket was $100. And there was a lot of Cowboys in that stadium.
To a preseason game, and the cheapest was $100.
Yeah, and here's the crazy part. She had a, because we forgot about the bag rule. She had to throw away her purse.
Oh, are you kidding me? And let me tell you what, there's some purses I would have jumped you for.
Yeah, like I'm like, let's go check in across the street. She's like, I don't give a shit about this purse. Throw it away.
Oh, okay. So she didn't care about it. Okay. Because there are some purses I would dump people for sure. I got some purses. I'm like,
The coach, are you talking about the coach?
Yeah, but you know what? To be honest with you, I wasn't impressed with that stadium. It looks better on the outside than it does on the. I really wasn't too.
It looks like a. They said they modeled it after a Cadillac or a car or something.
Actually, you know what it looks like? If you see the stadium, it looks like a big. You know the Roomba? The Roomba is the one that the sweep the floor. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
The vacuum.
The vacuum clean.
Your stadium looks like a big Roomba.
A Roomba.
Big Roomba.
That seems a little crazy.
Man.
What's going on with our score there, Shake?
As of now, the score is 10 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in the half. Bucks up 17-14.
Okay, so it's close game.
Yeah, 3 points.
I can tell you the Oklahoma at Auburn game is 10-21 Auburn over Oklahoma. SEC, baby. SEC. Of course, I guess Oklahoma is now too, but they need their comeuppance into the SEC.
Hey, man, Kyle Pitts got 1 reception for 32 yards.
I love me some Kyle Pitts, man. Yeah. I wanted him to be a Dolphin so bad.
Me too.
Looking at us now, I'm glad he's not, because he didn't deserve this crap. So where are we at now, Shake? Where are we going now?
All right. We did the Cooking Folk game. We have...
I want Lewis to know. Lewis, I got your... And I have the Shake Money. I have the Shake Money tank top.
Yeah.
And I have the Cooking Folk. I mean, I support.
Yeah, you do. Appreciate you. Crypto. Hey, listen, man. Me and Crypto, we're working on the currency connection gear. So be on the lookout for that as well. But Cardinals versus at 49ers. San Francisco is given 7.5 points.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
And they got a lot of injuries. You know, I don't think Christian is back, right? I don't think he's back yet. And the tight end has been in and out. He played last week. So what do we think, like, on their injuries? That was their only thing. And the Cards had a big fake game one, right? Like, I don't think that was real.
Yeah.
I actually think it was.
You do? Okay.
They got some tough opponents, yeah.
This is tough.
I picked them as a bounce back team.
After this game, are you picking them, Crypto, for the win over San Fran?
Beat the 49ers. If it was a home game, I would. I'm picking them to split with the Niners this year.
Okay. One at home and one away. I got you. So away, each team wins at home. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you got San Fran in this.
And this one, I'm going to take San Francisco for this one.
Okay. Yep. Agreed. I have San Fran as well. How about you, Shake? What you got in this game?
I concur with everybody. I can't pick Gary. I can't really pick. I can't really bet on Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, Willis?
Different stroke.
That's right. Different show.
Different strokes. It takes. By the way, that was one of my favorite shows.
What's it?
Growing up when I was a kid. And speaking of which, man, looking back at his career, John Amos, he really was a phenomenal actor, man. I think he was.
He was America's first dad on television.
Yeah.
He would have been a little kid during that time, right? Shake, well, you'd have been a little kid with different strokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's funny is they
that killed and good times.
Yeah,
good times. Do you remember the story, Crypto, that they killed him off because they wanted him to portray some kind of other something else, and he refused to.
Who is that?
John Amos.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
They say that again. They killed him off for what?
Because they wanted him to soften up or whatever. He's like, no, man, that's not how he goes. That's not realistic, you know.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the stern, hard dad, like he was, you know, in a good time. Dynamite.
That was such a good show. I remember that. That was a great show back in the day. It would run back to back, like with what, All in the Family, and
Three Stooges to be coming on right after that, All in the Family,
and Jeffersons. There was Jeffersons, Sanford and Son.
Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, give me a break with Nell Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, that used to come on in the outfit right after school.
Mm-hmm.
All after school shows.
Oh, yeah, man. Then, of course, the spin-off of, speaking of different strokes, the spin-off was Facts of Life.
Yes, Facts of Life. So I was trying to think the.
Yeah.
What was the one?
Mrs. Garrett.
Yes, that was so good. I love that show too.
She was so dramatic too. What? No. Oh man.
My favorite was Weezy. Just had to love Weezy.
Well, what about Esther?
Oh, of course she was amazing. But Weezy, she was like the calm, you know, the one that had the let's calm down here, you know, the sensible brain.
Yeah.
And she dealt with George Jefferson. I mean, come on.
That's pretty much, yeah. I could relate. That's pretty much me and my wife.
Oh, and Elizabeth, don't think I'm coming, Elizabeth.
No, come and join you.
Oh man,
that was good.
I'm coming to join you, honey.
Coming to join you, honey. Yep.
So
I love WKRP in Cincinnati. Hey, that was one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, that was good too. Yeah.
Remember one of the he became the professor on Head of the Class.
Yes.
Head of the Class.
Well, the one of my favorites was remember Les Nessman did the news, like he did the hog reports and all that. Remember, and he was such a little nerd. But then they gave him the sports one time. I think the sports guy was out, and he's talking about Cha-Cha Rodriguez. That was just one of my favorite lines. Cha-Cha Rodriguez. Chi-Chi Rodriguez. Remember the golfer, you know, amazing golfer back. Maybe you don't remember. He is maybe your team.
And now that I'm thinking about it, Chi-Chi, I can't help but think of Welcome Back, Carter. That was
Welcome back.
One or two episodes, seasons after that. Then once John Travolta left, it was never the same.
It was done. So that had to have been very close to the time you were born, Jake. Because yeah. I know when you were born. You were born the same year I graduated high school, and that was right around. I mean, maybe
seven, five, or six. Those were like the reruns.
The reruns. I was going to say, you did not get that in first person.
No, those were reruns. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Mr. Carter. That was a great show.
All those guys.
Watch it.
Yeah. So,
speaking of
school, we got teacher versus student. We have the LA Rams.
Okay.
Taking on Mike McFleur, which from now on until approve otherwise, the Dolphins have dollar store Mike McFleur.
Yeah.
For the Green Bay Packers. Mike McFleur. See, Mike McFleur, not only does he win with he helps develop quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers had two MVP seasons under Mike McFleur. And Jordan Love plays well, and they got Malik Willis and were able to, you know, so
he looked really good. He stepped right in behind. I mean, I thought it was Jordan Love. The next week when Jordan Love went out, the next week I'm like picking against the slackers, as I call them. No, they came back and won. Like, I mean, the Packers look for real, right?
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. A lot of people realize don't remember that this, when we play the Packers this year, this is the 17th game. So we got to go. We're going back to Green Bay in a year or two. So there's a good chance. I know a lot of people don't want to go to Green Bay because it's a Thanksgiving game. But in a year or two, I can't remember this year or the year after, we're going to be playing in Wisconsin again. So it's a great, because I want to go to that game. Because my wife is from Wisconsin, so more points building up.
my daughter-in-law, my older son's wife, her family, I think her dad is from there, and she has been multiple times to the Green Bay games. You want to talk cheese and sausage, people? Let's talk cheese and sausage.
Bratwurst.
It's amazing what comes from that place.
Oh yeah, man! The dairy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The milk is probably like the Grey Goose of milk.
Grey Goose of milk.
It's delicious. But yeah, without that being said, Green Bay is given 3 points. So I'm going to go with the Packers on this one.
Yep. I got the Slackers as well. And in my confidence pool, where it goes this week because of, like I said, the bye weeks, it goes from 3 to 16. I'm going with the Slackers with a 14, so I'm taking them heavy.
Mm-hmm. Crypto, what you got?
What'd you say, Shake?
We got the Packers at Rams.
Panthers and the Rams?
Mm-hmm. Packers.
Oh, Packers. I got the Packers in that one.
Yeah. Okay, we're all on board with the Slackers. Yep, we got them.
I think we don't need to spend time on this one. It's Giants and Seahawks. Let's all agree Seahawks is going to win.
It's Seahawks. It's not even a question.
Yeah, Seahawks is given 6.5.
Yeah, I got 15 points out of my 3 to 16. My confidence on Seahawks is 15. So it's big time. Seahawks over the Giants. Yep.
All right, and I don't know where my graphics is, but I mean the thing is, but we have the Fanatics game of the week.
Okay.
Fanatics game of the week, and
new seasons, new gear. Show the world what it means to be a fan in 100% authentic gear. Fanatics, officially licensed everything.
And that is Fanatics. Check out Fanatics. You could get any sports gear you like, football, soccer, basketball, whatever you want. Click the link. It tells them that we sent you, and it helps out the channel tremendously. You get great sports gear. We get good recommendations. Hopefully, one day we get partnered with them. So, you know, go to Fanatics.
I recommend both.
Yes.
I recommend the channel and Fanatics.
Fanatics is good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're actually out of Jacksonville, so they're right here near me. So I get my stuff.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah.
Of course. Unfortunately, it's like it's a 90s Super Bowl rematch. I think it's the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl too. Ironically, it's the Cowboys.
Yeah, when they played the Steelers, that was the one they played with, not with Bettis. That was the 90 one, the Neil O'Donnell one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With Barry Switzer.
There you go. Yeah.
Super Bowl rematch.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl rematch. I'm taking the Steelers.
The Cowboys taking the 3-1.
Yeah.
Is that who you got, Pam?
Yeah. So the beginning of the season before stuff played through, I would have picked the girls over the Steelers.
Me too.
Seeing what I've been seeing, the Cowgirls are who I thought they were, and the Steelers have come along. And I take the Steelers all day at home over the Cowgirls. Yep.
I agree with you. I'm on board.
Yeah. Hey, what can I say? Black and yellow. I got the Steelers.
Yeah.
The
Mike Tomlin gets closer and closer to having yet another winning season.
He does.
As a head coach. He's getting closer and closer to it.
Yep. And you either get on board or you're going to be overboard. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get on board or be overboard.
And there you go. Another good movie, by the way, Overboard. That's a good thing.
Overboard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Overboard, that's with Kurt. That's the one.
Kurt Russell,
yeah.
Goldie Hawn. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was a good movie. Yep.
I definitely like the bikini scene in the beginning.
The bikini.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even pay attention to her hair, did you? Her hair looked terrible, but you didn't.
I can't even tell you what color her bathing suit was.
Did she have hair? That's what you were saying. She had hair?
Yeah. What? This is news to me. No, but that was so funny that, towards the end, she really, really adopted those kids. You know what I mean?
It was a great movie.
She kind of I love the part at the end where she was with the rich, whatever, and she opened up the beer. She kind of preferred the redneck lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? That over the ritzy.
I don't even know if it was that. I think it was just that her heart was opened and she was open to everything. Because in the end, they got all the money because she was the one that was rich, not the little cupcake that was on the boat trying to keep her away. It wasn't her. So they got to have both. You got to have you got to be able to go to the tractor pool and the ballet all in one day. That makes you a well-rounded person. Go to both.
Like Coming to America. Remember Coming to America?
I love it. I love that movie.
By the way, I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to watch it this weekend for the first time in October.
In October as a married man.
Yeah, well, I already watched it. If I got to tell you how many times I watched it as a married man, that would be like about 20.
And that's only been 5 minutes. You've been married 5 minutes.
I know. Hey, listen, Coming to America, I could watch that all day, every day.
It's an awesome movie. You
know, I have the hard copy. I have it on Amazon Prime, and I have it on YouTube.
Can't have it too much. It was a great movie. I always loved it.
My favorite movie of all time is definitely, hands down, Coming to America. So we have the New Orleans Saints, the 2-2 New Orleans Saints taking on the 4-0 referees. I mean, the Chiefs.
Yeah, you said it right the first time, my friend. If it was going to be like a game that you could trust that the referees would stay out of it, I'd take the Saints all day because they're a more talented team. I don't think Kansas City looks that good. And even still, knowing it's in Kansas City and the referees have a home game, I'm leaning a little towards the Saints because they look good. I don't know. What y'all think?
Hey, listen, all I know is I'm going to tell the Saints, whoever plays the Chiefs in the playoffs, I'm going to tell them the same thing we told the Canes fans. If you really want to beat Ohio State, you got to blow them out.
And if you blow them out.
If you blow them out, the referees can't interfere.
That's right.
All right. Make sure you let Ali know that. You listen to Ali?
That's right.
Blow them out because they hey, listen. I'm sorry. I love Ali, but you know damn well they be.
Ohio State is the Kansas City of the college group. Ohio State sucks. They haven't done anything for real in a really long time. I don't even want to tell you what my brother, because I don't talk like that, but my brother has a name for them, and it begins with an F and it ends with I's. I'm just telling you.
I said that. I already know.
Yeah, we hate them. We hate them, especially since they're talking about the Gators don't belong. What was that score, Shake?
41-14,
baby. Yeah. Who doesn't belong? Listen,
as long as my mom doesn't want, she's very Christian, so she's not really into tattoos. I'm not going to get a tattoo as long as she's around. But if she I don't want that to happen. But if I ever do one, probably that might be my first tattoo. 41-14.
41-14. Yeah, baby. Yeah, who doesn't belong? You know who. No, they get so much home cooking. They are the Kansas City of college football. I can't stand them. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand them.
And by the way, it's their favorite. 5.5, 5.5 points.
Kansas City.
Kansas City 5.5 points.
No, that's actually the referees are favored 5.5 points.
Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with it. Taylor Swift for 5.5 points.
I'm sorry, but I know you don't like him, but I'm going with Kansas City. So what you say? What say you, Crypto?
KC.
KC?
Yep.
I'm taking the Saints by a nose. I'm taking the Saints. I would take them with my lowest confidence level, which is a 3. I'm taking the Saints. All right. Just because they're better.
Finally, the main event. We all know the Finstelgate game of the week. Everybody knows what the Finstelgate game of the week is. So
get ready to dive into a new role of online shopping with the Finn's Tailgate. Whether you're a diehard sports fan or just looking for the latest fashion trends, we've got you covered. With a wide variety of products from your favorite sports teams to stylish accessories and home decor, we're your one-stop shop for all things tailgate. Our easy-to-use website and hassle-free checkout process make shopping with us a breeze. Plus, with frequent sales and discounts, you won't want to shop anywhere else. So come on in and join the party at the Finn's Tailgate, your new go-to destination for all things tailgate.
All right.
Nice. And, nice.
The Finn's Tailgate game of the week. Before we do that, I want to give a special shout out to Color Commentary. I was for Team Tank, but he, listen, look at the morning cup of coffee and a cup of color. I think he made a lot of great points. He says, hey, man, this is a team game. If it's just one person, then, you know, then we don't have a good team. If you lose one person and you don't win games, then that should tell you that, you know, at the end of the day, look,
he's right.
This is still a young season, man. And you know, Color isn't. He's more of a cynical than he is a homer. And he said, yeah, you know, this should tell you how much Color has faith in the Dolphins. He has season tickets. He bought season tickets to watch the Dolphins compete and play hard, not freaking, you know. So, and he says, as a season ticket holder, he feels appalled and assaulted because he spent all that money to watch them compete, man. And they even give a parking pass with it, which is, you know, look, man, I think the Dolphins are dittying the fans.
Yep.
But the only difference is at least Diddy has the decency to use baby oil.
Wow.
No, I agree. I am ticked off at how the Miami Dolphins are treating the fans, especially the season ticket holders. If I was a season ticket holder, man, I would be furious. But I'm already furious just on my own. You know, we bought tickets to go to the fan weekend. We're going to be there for the Arizona game.
We'll be there.
Yeah, I can't wait, Shake. I can't wait to see you again. And that is what's going to be great about the game. Like, whatever the Dolphins decide to do, if they decide to show up or what. But I'm telling you right now, I'm bringing two of my grandsons to their first ever NFL game. They've never been before. And dadgummit, y'all better show up. Seriously, I want to jump down there on that field and slap some people around.
Like I told you, stop rewarding people for bad behavior.
That's so funny. Crack me up. But anyway, I, just, They need to. They owe us fans. And if they think they don't owe us fans, they're wrong. Who pays their paycheck? You're going to say Ross? I say no. The fans. If there's no fans, there's no NFL. Just saying. I don't care about the commercials or anything else, because without the fans, there is no revenue at all.
There's no commercials, because who the hell are those people?
Nobody's watching it. That's right. So I'm sorry. Without the fans, y'all don't have a game to go and play and make all that money. You better wake up and realize where your money comes from. And you better treat my grandkids like you treat your kids. Like, cut it out. Get out there and give the fans, especially the season ticket holders. I mean, I'm not a season ticket holder, but damn it, it costs a lot of money for us to go down there and do what we're going to do. And that's all well and good. But if you get out there and you, it's not about winning or losing. It's about what you do. So you better bring it. That's all I got to say.
But the Finns tailgate feature shirt of the week. And because of color, he inspired me to get off the ledge. We're going to do the Lando Takes t-shirt. It's a Lando Takes. This is what it looks like a person.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Lando Takes.
I have it. I just can't find it now. But I bought one.
That's funny. Lando Takes. That's amazing.
So, Cole, if you're listening, thank you for taking me off that ledge.
And he's done a great job with the cup of cup of coffee or
a color and a coffee and a cup of color. There we go.
Yeah. So that's been. I've been on there a few times this week, and I've enjoyed it. And he's done a great job, and his takes have been really good. He's been spot on. So yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Listen, with myself and Crypto, you have El Capitan doing shows. You have Ali doing shows. You have Color doing shows. Mike on the Mic is back. The Finns Tailgate and Mr. Polk making appearances when he can.
I love Mr. Polk.
I think he's a great addition to the fold, you know?
I didn't know that he was an addition. However, I can totally see it, because Mr. Polk is for real. He's calm. He has great takes, great understanding of the game, and he's a huge Dolphin fan. So,
but you know what's funny is, I'm glad. Usually what we do is when we bring in somebody, we kind of vote on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I called Color. I called El Cap. I said, hey, El Cap, I want to bring Mr. Polk into the fold. He didn't even take a vote. He just said, hey, make it happen.
Yeah. Mr. Polk is just so he calls me his sister, and I call him my brother. I love him. Yeah, he's an amazing man.
Yeah. So, all right, we have the Dolphins at the Patriots, and it's against my religion to say the Patriots, but you know,
it's the Patriots. I just want to correct you, it's the Patriots.
No, they're not anymore.
They will never outlive that moniker. They're forever from here on until
Don Shula was alive. He definitely, Don Shula would agree with you on that.
See, forever.
They might have our signals.
I'm going with the Patriots. I'm sorry.
Okay. Where are you at, Crypto? Where are you at with this?
This one is the first flip of the season for me. When I said, like in the preseason.
Yep.
I said that we were going to sweep them. I've now changed my mind and said we're splitting with them.
Okay.
This is the first flip. Out of the first four games, out of all the ones I picked preseason and stuck with, this is the first flip. Like, so the first 4 weeks, I picked every team and then changed when it came to the Dolphins. Like, yesterday, I was picking last week. I was picking the Titans no matter what, even if we had Tua, because I just think we didn't match up well with this, right? So I was right. It's an easier pick even now. So This one was harder because I picked us beating them twice, and this since they are at home, that's why I'm picking them to win by a single digit.
Okay, so you're giving them the game when they're at home, and us the game when we're at home.
Okay. Right.
Not?
We'll get revenge on them on the second time. Go around in December.
Okay. Not if somebody has a knife to my throat and a gun to my head, will I take the Chiefs over the Miami Dolphins. I don't care where we play them. We can play them in hell. I'm taking the Miami Dolphins to beat the Chiefs. We're going to come back and we're gonna add a little bit of... Pam. Yeah, I know you do. I know.
It's difficult, Pam. It's difficult.
No, I understand. I get it. And we have not earned these picks much, but I just can't.
Especially for them, they forced me to flip my pick. I was picking them this week before for the first 4 weeks of the season until it's up every week.
Yep.
Yeah. I was picking the Dolphins for the first 4 weeks to win this game, and I'm like, wait a minute, oh God, why did you do it to me?
So you got the gun to your head. That's what they did to you.
This is how bad it was. Had the Dolphins lost by a mere touchdown last week, I would have been picking the Dolphins in this game. Because I'm like, at least they had a little fight in them, you know, left. So I'm like, oh, man, they made it hard for me to do it, to go on the road again. So now they got to go back on the road for two more games in a row before they get to the fan weekend celebration of being welcomed back in their own stadium again.
Right.
I'll be there that game. I'll be there that week. I'll be.
You will be?
Our next home game, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
I'll be at our next home game.
Be ready. I'm going to wrap my arms around you and just, like, hug you up, man. I can't wait.
Yep.
I can't wait. So.
Yep, I'm going to be there.
I can't wait because we've never actually met face-to-face, so I can't wait.
Hopefully we're meeting at Bo Campers this year.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's so. It seemed like I saw something about it being different, but I got to get with Mark and ask him what we're doing this year. But hopefully,
yeah,
because I'm coming in Saturday, so we can meet up somewhere. If not as a group, you know, as a big group, We will meet up, even if I have to come and pick y'all up, put you in the back of my truck. We'll go.
Okay. By the way, if you want,
let me know.
I got parking passes, so.
You do?
Yeah. So we can all, you got passes too, Shake? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when you park your car at the hotel, you ain't got to worry about it. That's already taken care of, Shake.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming in on the bus. I'm coming in with the hotel, with the fan group, with Mark. We're staying in a hotel, and they put us on a bus, and we're doing the tailgate and all that.
Y'all doing the bus tour. Okay.
Yep. Got two of my grandsons. They're 9 and 11. They're coming and they're ready, and they actually listen to Mimi's stream. They tell their friends at school, they're like, my Mimi's famous. She's on TV.
Okay. Is this going to be their first game?
Yep. First game ever. Yep.
Okay, first game. Okay. It's going to be memorable for them. You always remember your first ever game. My first ever football game ever was Bears versus Vikings in Soldier Field.
My favorite, my first Dolphin game was Dolphins Wanstead. It was my Dave Wanstead's. Jimmy Johnson's Dolphins versus the Bears. Dave Wanstead's Bears, and we lost.
Wow!
Oh yeah,
yeah. What happened was it was supposed to be a Sunday game, but because of the World Series,
it got pushed to the next night.
Oh, I forgot about that. I never even remembered that. That is, yes. Wow. So for Wyatt and Walker, that's my two grandsons that are coming. So they are my older son's kids. So my older son was always a Dolphin fan. It was my younger son that had the Cowgirls. He was the Cowgirls fan. And so his kids are more Cowgirls fans. However, when they come to Mimi's house, they know you don't. You better be rooting on them Dolphins. Mm-hmm. But I'm only taking the two that are the Dolphins fans. They are the only ones going. Mimi ain't taking the Cowgirls fans.
Okay. Now they lived in Texas, or did they move out there, or no?
Oh no, they live less than a mile from me right now. My son, my younger son, he's 38. He just turned 38. And so back when he was a kid, who was winning in the 90s? It was the Cowgirls. And so we'd all be picking which teams we think are going to win. And he would switch. He'd always switch to whoever was winning. And it was all the Cowgirls back then. So he was a Cowgirls fan. And I supported him. I bought him his little crap. But, you know. Yeah, he'll never change. He goes once a year to the Cowgirls. He goes to Texas every year and watches a game. But no, they live right here. They're both Florida born and raised. They work out at the Space Center. No, they're Florida boys. But yeah, I'm only taking the Dolphin kids to the game.
Okay, that's nice.
But anyway, listen. I appreciate you, Pam, for coming on last minute. And thank you so much for your appreciate you and your support as always. Can't wait to see you on Fan Club Weekend. If you're gonna come in Fan Club Weekend, put it in the chat, man. We can't wait to see y'all. So with that being said, Crypto, any final thoughts, Ms. Pam?
No, thank you so much for having me on. This was so much fun. You and Crypto are two of my favorite dudes for sure. And thanks for having me on. This was a blast.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. Crypto.
We definitely appreciate it. We enjoy it.
Fins up, everybody.
Fins up, everybody.